Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Chris Farrell. Chris is a new friend, but not for long. We're going to bring him back. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's the author of a new book called Purpose and a Paycheck, Finding Meaning, Money, and Happiness in the Second Half of Life. Now, when you say the second half of life, Chris, you're not talking about from 35 on or from 43 on, which is half of a... Of the expectation. You're talking about the fourth quarter, the second half, for especially for the baby boomer generations. The second half begins in the fourth quarter, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And you know, you're saying, small business advocate. You know, one of the things that's really striking is how many boomers are starting a business. A lot of it's self-employed.
Yeah,
maybe one or two employees, but they're. And I think that's the big change. That's the unexpected change. Go back a decade ago, 15 years ago, we wouldn't have thought this, but this is happening.
The World War II, the greatest generation, my parents, when they retired from their jobs, they retired. They didn't start businesses like as you say, like our generation is. I even know people who sold their businesses at late 60s and 70s and then started another business after they had already run a business and sold it.
And it makes sense. I mean, this is where, people love to complain about technology, but one of the things technology has done is driven down the cost of starting a business in many cases. And, the home is the office is the home, or you go to a co-sharing workspace. And the thing is what does an entrepreneur do? An entrepreneur solves problems. And you know what? As you get older, that's what you get good at doing. You've seen this. And so you know how to solve a problem. And that's the skill that you're selling. Whatever is the kind of business that you're doing, you're solving problems for people. Mm-hmm. And, it might be a small business. It's not bringing in much money, but it's satisfying. It's that purpose of the paycheck.
One of the things I'd like to encourage millennial business owners to do is to find a wise old egg baby boomer who's looking for something new to do, who's been a business owner, an executive, a manager, somebody who'd been in charge of a financial statement, been in charge of a unit, the financial operation of a unit, that kind of thing, and bring them on just to make sure that you don't miss the fundamentals. Because one of the things I talk about a lot on the show here, Chris, are fundamentals were fundamentals 500 years ago, and they're going to be fundamentals 500 years from now. Cash flow. Needing to make a profit, knowing what your gross profit margin is, those kinds of fundamentals, and there's a bunch more. Those are things that the millennial generation don't really know as much as I think they ought to. At least it's my experience that they don't. And they could bring on an older person who's steeped in the fundamentals. It could help their businesses a lot. What do you think about that idea?
I think it's a great idea. And the thing is, Your entrepreneurs in the fourth quarter, right? That's what you call it, the fourth quarter. Entrepreneurs in the fourth quarter, they want to mentor. They want to transfer their knowledge. They want to help out. I mean, that mm-hmm. is really, that's purpose. That is purpose
that's
distilled right there. So I think it's a really smart thing. The other thing is in just small business up in Minnesota, in the Twin Cities where I live. And what she did is she hired her accountant is retired. Her office manager is retired. I think her CFO is retired. And they work a flexible schedule, but these are people who are really good. They want to do a job. They want a flexible schedule. And so she actually has an office where she doesn't have to worry about anything because it all gets done. And they all like her and they like the business. And I thought that was really smart. Mm-hmm. Here's a retired CFO that she put on her payroll. And he's not making anywhere near what he was making when he
doesn't
was
need to.
A bigger deal, but that's not as important.
He'd almost do it for nothing.
Exactly. And the thing is, he's having fun because he's still using his skills, and he's helping this young person build a business.
You could probably – I'm going to tell you something, millennials. Think about this. And, Chris, I think you'll back me up on this. You could get a $250,000 executive a year for $1,000 a month. They won't be there every day, but I mean for literally peanuts, you could get a full blast of a $250,000 executive a year for peanuts, and everybody would be happy. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea, and I think you're absolutely right. And the other thing is, even though if you look at these co-sharing workspaces and incubators and accelerators, and everyone, you know, and the pictures are all young people. When you actually walk in, it's multi-generational, ages in there.
Yeah.
So tap into the knowledge that's there. Tap just the kind of person that you're describing. You're probably going to find them at one of those co-sharing workspaces.
But Chris, they have to understand. Yeah. They're going to tell you stories. You have to listen to the stories. The lessons they're going to teach you,
the lessons they're going to teach you
are going to come in the form of stories, aren't they, Chris? Last thoughts.
They are. But that's you know, you and I are in the business of stories. Stories are a great way to pass on knowledge.
But don't roll your eyes. But listen to the stories. There are jewels in there. Hey, Chris, I need your website one more time, please.
So it's chrisfarrell.net, and that's Chris with a C and two R's, two L's.
There you go. Hey, Chris, come back soon. Good job today.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks so much for having me. This has really been fun.
We'll get you back again real soon. Purpose and a Paycheck. That's Chris's new book. Check it out wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.